The for Saturday evening, we'll be studying from the book of Acts, chapter
13.
From verse 1 to verse
3.
So altogether, there are only three verses, not much. It speaks about the church in Antioch. What kind of church it was?
那么只有三节，如果你查不出来，那么就这个受不过去。
There are only three verses, so you shouldn't have any difficulty in finding some of the points here.
那么，到了我们做一个综合了以后，有时间我再来讲一点道。
After we have made a conclusion, if there's still time left, then I will have a few words of preaching with you.
每一组的十组给他25分钟。
Each group can have only 25 minutes.
那么，所以请大家。
So I really hope that you'll go home and prepare those Bible verses.
我今天很对不起这些年轻的这个小朋友们。
I have to apologize somewhat to the young people.
因为我怕我讲的你们都不懂。
Maybe I'm afraid that whatever I'm sharing with you, you may not be able to understand fully.
不过你忍耐一下，你听进去，关系你的一生。
Maybe I hope that you can bear with me, and because what I'm sharing with you may affect your whole life outlook.
因为我今天会讲比较深一点。
Because I plan to go deeper into God's word with you this morning.
所以请大家用心在那里听，可以听得懂。
I really pray that you can put your heart into your listening.
我们翻开马太第十八章。
So we turn to the book of the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 18. Matthew chapter 18, verse 18 and 19.
刚开始我们中文跟英文一起读。我实在告诉你们。
凡你们在地上所捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑；凡你们在地上所释放的，在天上也要释放。我又告诉你们，若是你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。
在地上，同心合意的求什么事，我在天上的父必为他们成全。这两节圣经，我做这样的一个分作两个段。
I like to separate this two verses into two topics.
第十八节是叫做理想。十八节叫理想。
I would give the verse 18 here a title. Here is some. It's called our ideal.
那么这个十九节是要达到这个理想的路。
And 19 is how do we accomplish or get to our idea, accomplish our ideals?
今天的精神病就在这里。
Today, most of our mental sickness is because of this.
就是有很高的理想，但是理想的路不走。
Sometimes it's because of the fact that we set too high a goal for ourselves and yet we are not willing to follow through.
所以很多的精神病者就从这个地方开始。
This leads to a lot of mental sickness.
那么好像说我们有这个做书法家的理想。
Maybe we like to be an excellent calligrapher.
但是这个书法家的路要走。
But in order to accomplish that,
就要走，就是你要去练习写字。
What it takes is that we just have to put in the effort and the labor.
如果你不写字，你怎么能够做书法家呢？
If you don't practice, how can you ever accomplish that?
我教会有一个弟兄，57岁，有一个理想。
There's a brother in my church. He had a goal when he was 57.
他盼望他要做一个很好的太极拳的老师。
He wanted to be a good teacher in Tai Chi.
57岁他就练太极拳。
So he started when he was 57.
到了65岁，他练成功了。
After he was 65, he passed 65, he accomplished his goal.
他每一个礼拜在立法院开打擂台。
Every Saturday there, he has an open class there.
因为这个太极拳是讲推手的。
Because you know, involve a lot of push movements in this Tai Chi exercise.
一直到今天，没有一个人可以推倒他。
Up to today, nobody has been able to push him over.
在全台湾，没有一个学太极拳的能够把他打倒。
In the whole place of Taiwan, there is nobody who can do better than he does.
他的理想他达到了。
So he has been able to accomplish the goal he has set out for himself.
所以我们有理想，我们要走理想的路。
So if we want to accomplish our goals, we have to put the effort into it.
那么今天这个十八节是讲到神对教会的理想。
Today, this verse 18 here is what the Lord Jesus has set out as a goal for the church.
就是说神要一个教会是怎么样的教会。
What he has is the kind of a church that he has in mind here.
他说地上捆绑，天上也捆绑。
Yes, he mentioned that if we bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven.
这个地上释放，天上释放。
And he also mentioned here, whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven.
这个计划到底是什么意思呢？
What did he have in mind when he said this?
就是说地上可以支配天上。
What he was saying is that we can dispense here on earth the way it was dispensed in heaven.
这个地上就是教会。
What we have here on earth is the church.
这个地上支配天上，就是教会可以支配神。
How can we dispense the heavenly places? Is that what he's saying? Is that here at church we can dispense God?
也许你听了听得很不习惯。
Maybe it doesn't sound too right to us.
这个教会怎么敢支配神呢？
How can we dispense God Himself?
可是地上捆绑，天上也捆绑。
But here Jesus told us, whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven.
就是说你地上求捆绑。
What he's saying is that if we pray for a being bound,
天上他就去捆绑。
And God in heaven, he will accomplish for us.
这就是地教会可以支配神。
This is how the church here on earth can dispense heaven.
那么神所要的教会就是要一个这样的教会。
What God has in mind as a church is this type of situation.
其实圣经有这样的例子。
We can find illustration in the Bible.
就是约书亚跟亚玛力人在打仗。
When Joshua was waging a war.
这个摩西他就在后方。
Moses just stood at the back.
他什么时候把手举起来？
Whenever he raised his arm.
什么时候约书亚就打胜仗？
It was then when Joshua was able to conquer the enemy.
他把手垂下来。
And whenever Moses let his arm drop.
什么时候这个约书亚就打败仗？
And the enemies would overcome Joshua.
所以你看起来好像胜跟败跟摩西的手有关系。
That's why we could see that whether it was defeat or victory had to do directly with Moses' arm.
如果你详细从圣经去看
，if you look from a biblical sense，
胜败不在乎摩西。
Victory or defeat does not have anything to do with Moses。
胜败呢是在乎耶和华。
We know that victory or defeat had to do with Jehovah。
因为圣经它是这样说。
Because the Bible tells us，
他说战争不在乎兵多，也不在乎马大。
In battle, it doesn't matter how many warriors or how many chariots we have。
那么这个得胜在乎哪里呢？
Then what does the victory have to do with?
他是在乎万军之耶和华。
The victory has to do with God himself.
那么既然胜败在乎万军之耶和华。
Since victory has to do directly with God himself only.
跟摩西有什么关系呢？
Then what did it have anything to do with Moses?
可见的说摩西他在后面支配神。
What we can see is that Moses was able to dispense God directly.
神摩西求得胜。
When Moses prayed for a victory,
那么神就叫他得胜。
God allowed him to have victory.
如果摩西不求得胜呢？
And if Moses did not pray for victory,
那么神就不叫他得胜。
Then God did not allow him to have any victory.
所以今天神所要的教会，
So the kind of church that God has in mind,
是要一个能够指挥他的教会。
It's the kind which can dispense him.
就是要一个能够支配他的教会。
It's the kind that can dispense him.
这样的圣经在圣这样的事实在圣经可以找出很多。
We can find this kind of facts throughout the whole Bible.
很多人对祷告的问题认识很浅薄，很浅薄。
Most of us, the way we understand prayer is very superficial.
我想在你心灵里面，什么叫做祷告呢？
Maybe in your heart you ask yourself, what do we mean by prayer?
祷告就是要把我所要的告诉神。
Prayer means that whatever request I have, I just let it be known to God.
这就叫做祷告。
This is the prayer.
那么我把我所要的告诉神。如果我不告诉神，神知道不知道呢？
If I do not make my request known to God, do you think that He will know it too?
因为神是无所不知。
Since He can know everything.
所以我不告诉神，神也知道。
So even if I don't tell Him, He should be able to know.
那么既然神知道，我何必祷告呢？
If He already knows, why should I bother to pray?
我想这个问题常常有人家这样问。
I think this is a very common question we have.
那么对这个问题你怎么答复呢？
So how, what would be your answer to this question?
既然他已经知道我要求什么，
Since he's all knowing, so why should I pray?
那么我不求他也知道，
Even if I don't pray, he will know it already.
那么所以我就可以不要求了，
So there's no need for me to pray at all.
那么这个问题到底怎样答复？
So how would we answer this question?
主导文有三句话。
There are three things being mentioned in the Lord's Prayer.
它里面一共有三个愿的愿意的愿子。
There are three wishes there, three hopes there.
一个愿愿人尊你的名为圣。
The first wish there is that from the one who made the prayer that the Lord's name be revered.
第二个愿是愿你的国降临。
And second is may the kingdom of God come upon this earth.
第三句话呢，就是这个答复。
And the third is the answer for the question that you have.
就是愿你的旨意行在地上，好像行在天上。
May your will be carried on earth as it is carried out in heaven.
你看，神的旨意在天上可以行。
We know that God's will can be followed through easily in heaven.
但是神的旨意要在地上也可以行。
But then God's will needs to be followed through on earth too.
谁能够去拦阻神的旨意？
Who can withhold God's will?
你一定想，魔鬼不能。
You may think that the devil cannot do it.
那么这个人也不能。
And maybe man cannot do it either.
神要在天上行旨意，就行他的旨意。
So you know, whatever he likes to do, nobody can stop him.
要在地上行他的旨意，就行他的旨意。
If he wants to carry his will on earth, nobody can stop him either.
那么如果是这样，我们何必去求呢？
If that's the case, why should we even bother to ask?
但是如果你不求呢？
But if you do not ask.
他的旨意就不能行在地上。
His will cannot be carried out on earth.
他的旨意行在地上是根据人的求。
The way that his will can be carried out is based on the fact that we have asked for, we have prayed for.
我可以拿出三个证据。
I can give you three facts about this.
第一个证据呢是记在列王上第十八章。
First of all, you can see this in the first king.
我想我就讲就好，你谁不必看圣经。
I'll just tell you, you don't have to refer to your Bible. It's 1 King chapter 8 here.
神说他要把雨降在地上。
Lord said he wants to shed the rain on earth.
那么他要把雨降在地上就降在地上。
If he wants to have showers on earth, well, let his will be accomplished.
那么他的雨什么时候才降在地上？
When will the rain come?
到摩西上这个加密山顶上去求。
Well, it will wait until after Moses had gone up to the Mount Carmel to ask for.
以后神才把雨降在地上。
And then God will allow the rain to come.
所以你看，神要做的事。
So you can see, even though God has set his mind to do something,
一定要等到人求了他才做。
It will not be accomplished until man has asked for it.
如果人没有求，他就不做。
If we do not ask for it, he will not do it.
这是第一个例子。
This is the first illustration.
那么第二个例子，他曾经有旨意这样说。
Secondly, one time he has this in mind.
犹太人被掳到巴比伦去。
After the Jews being captured to Babylonia.
到了七十年了以后呢？
When 70 years was up.
那么他就会叫他们从巴比伦回来。
Then he will allow them to return to their homeland.
但是神这样说了。
Even though he has made this promise.
他要等候人有这样求他才做。
He has to wait for people to pray for it, then he will do it for them.
如果人没有这样求他就不会做。
If people did not ask for it, he will not do it.
那么以后有谁去求呢？
So afterwards, who prayed for it?
就是但以理。
We know that the prophet Daniel prayed for it.
他从圣经查考出来。
After he found this God's promise in the Bible,
犹太人被掳到巴比伦。
After the Jews being captured to captivity,
这个七十年满了就可以回家。
When the 70 years was up, they could go back to their homeland.
那么但以理一看见那句话了以后呢？
After Daniel has found this verse,
他就开始每一天求。
He start to pray for this on a daily basis.
以后七十年满了以后。
When 70 years was finally up,
神就放他们回家。
God allows his people to return to their homeland.
所以神的旨意呢？
Therefore, God's will.
不是要成就就成就的。
Cannot be accomplished as faith.
乃是有人求才有成就。
What it needs is man's prayer.
如果没有人求就没有成就。
If people do not ask for it, it will not be accomplished.
这是第二个例子。
This is the second illustration.
那么第三个例子就是圣灵。
And the third one I want to share with you is the Holy Spirit.
耶稣说，如果我不去，圣灵就不来。
Jesus said, if I do not go back to the Father, the Holy Spirit will not come.
以后耶稣去了, 圣灵来了没有呢?
So after Jesus left, did the Holy Spirit come?
圣灵来了没有来?
At first it did not come.
因为他明明说嘛,
because Jesus told us very clearly,
如果我不去, 圣灵就不来,
if I do not return to the Father, the Spirit will not come.
但是他去了, 圣灵没有来,
after Jesus returned to the Father, the Holy Spirit still did not come.
去了多少久, 圣灵才来呢?
So how long after his departure there did the Holy Spirit come?
他去了四天以后, 圣灵才来,
after Jesus left for 10 days, then the Holy Spirit finally came.
那么为什么去到四天, 圣灵才来呢?
Why did he have to wait 10 days?
因为他这个应许呢,
because this promise
要等候人的祷告,
had to wait upon man's prayer.
所以使徒听见这句话呢,
so when the apostle heard this,
他们就跑到一个人家里去,
they went to somebody's home,
就在那一个地方大家求,
and they start to pray together.
那么到了第五十天,
when the 50th day arrived,
这个圣灵他就降下来了,
the Holy Spirit came finally.
所以神说他的旨意要行在地上,
so God told us that in order for his will to be accomplished on the earth,
但是他的旨意如果没有人的祷告呢, 他的旨意是不会成就的,
his will cannot be carried out.
所以要借助人的祷告, 而他的旨意才成就,
so it has to be through man's prayer before God's will can be carried out.
那么所以为什么我们要祷告?
So it tells us, why do we have to pray?
因为神有旨意在等候人祷告,
because God has a lot of will waiting for our prayer.
很多人常常说, 既然他知道我就不必祷告,
many of us may tend to say that since he knows it already, why should I bother to pray?
但是如果你不祷告, 他的旨意不能够成就,
but if you do not pray, his will cannot be carried out.
那么所以今天的教会,
so the kind of church that we have today,
应该成为一个怎么样的教会呢?
Should be what kind of church?
你看所罗门把圣殿盖完以后,
you notice that after Solomon has completed his temple,
他就给神讲一遍, 他向神祷告说,
he prayed to the Lord as this,
你的百姓在这里向你求什么?
What is your own people here praying about?
你在天上就听什么?
Whatever they ask for, we pray that you will listen to our prayer.
所以当时的圣殿应当是成为什么圣殿?
So what kind of temple it should be at a time?
圣殿应该成为一个祷告的殿.
The temple should be one of prayer.
你看当时耶稣进到圣殿去,
because when Jesus, as you can see, when he entered the temple,
看见他们在卖牛羊鸽子,
there were a lot of transactions undergoing there.
耶稣就非常生气,
Jesus was furious.
他说我的殿是祷告的殿.
Jesus told that my temple was the temple of prayer, and yet you have turned it into a robber's den. So we know the temple is a place for prayer. So what is the mission that we have as a church here? Our church should be one of prayer, because there is prayer on earth, there can be action in heaven. If there is no prayer on earth here,
那么天上它就没有神性, 就不能行事,
it's impossible for the heaven to take action.
可是今天的教会不是这样,
unfortunately that's not the kind of church we have today. Most of the church today is only just preaching. There's a lot of activity. And just a social contact. What we can see is that the kind of church we have today is not church of prayer. In only one area we can notice this very clearly. There are many people coming on Sunday morning. But as far as the time of prayer, there are very, very few. Why is it that there are more people coming to the Sunday worship only?
因为他还不明白这个教会的目的是做什么,
because most of us do not understand what is the real purpose of the church.
教会的目的应当做祷告,
the real purpose of the church is a church of prayer.
因为神的旨意是借助人的祷告才成就的,
because God's will can only be carried out through man's prayer.
所以神今天所要的教会,
so the kind of church that God wants,
乃是要一个能够支配他的教会,
is the one which can defend him.
因为他的旨意是已经定好了,
because he has his wills all made up there.
但是等到你祷告以后, 他的旨意才成全,
but until you start praying, only will those wills be accomplished.
如果你不祷告, 他的旨意就不能成全.
If you do not pray, his will can never be accomplished.
所以今天的教会
So the kind of church we have today,
如果能够到一个地步
we should strive for,
能够地上支配天上
We should strive for it so that we can really be dispensing God himself.
你看教会今天功用立刻就改观
we can see that the function of the church will be changed right away.
这是神对教会的理想
this is kind of,the kind of goal that God has set out for the church.
那么也应该是我们大家的理想。
And that should be the same goal that you and I have.
但是这个理想的路你应该要走。
In order for us to accomplish this goal.
这个理想的路到底是什么呢?
We have to go through the action too.
中文圣经跟英文圣经呢?
The Chinese Bible and the English Bible.
我常常说各有千秋。
Each has its own strong point.
不尽是中文好。
Doesn't necessarily Chinese is perfect.
也不尽是英文好。
And the English translation is not perfect either.
有时候是中文好，有时候是英文好。
Sometimes each one of them has its own strong point.
那么这个十八章十九节呢？
In the verse, in chapter 18, verse 18,
这个中文的翻译就很大的毛病。
There's some problem with the Chinese translation.
这个英文的翻译它就对了。
The English translation has a stronger point here.
在中文的翻译是什么？怎么样翻译呢？
How is the Chinese translated here?
他在十八章十九节，他是这样告诉我们。
And in verse 19 here,
他说：“我告诉你们。”
Again, I tell you.
若你们中间有两个人在地上同心合意的求什么？
If you put your heart together and pray on earth.
那么天父就会给我们成就。
Our Heavenly Father will accomplish for you.
我们读这些圣经，我们很高兴。
When we read this verse, we're very joyful.
但是我请你们去试试看。
But let me ask you this.
看见这句话实在不实在。
Why don't you go and try and see if this verse is indeed true or not?
如果你去试试看，这句话一点都不实在。
If you try, you'll find out that this will not be the case.
因为他这里说，你们两个人在地上同心合意求什么事？
If two or three of you pray in unity there.
天上的父就给你们成就。
Your heavenly Father will accomplish for you.
那么你就为着一件事情，我们来求。
So if you and I pray for something,
我们就为着。布道会传福音。
Maybe we pray for the evangelical outreach.
主啊，我们今天晚上要传福音。
Lord, we want to preach your word tonight.
求你给我们今天晚上五百个人的听到。
We pray that maybe you bring 500 people to come tonight.
那么求你给我们今天晚上有五十个人信道。
And we pray that 50 people will accept you as their.
那么这里说你求什么都给你成就。
Here is told to us that whatever we ask for will be done for us.
到了晚上传福音的时候。
So when the night time comes.
你看见没有？五十个人也听到，五百个人听到。
There are less than maybe 50 people coming.
也许只有一百个人听到。
Maybe there may be only 100 people coming.
你也看见了，没有五十个人听到。
And you don't have 50 people coming to the Lord.
连五个人都没有五个人听到。
You don't even have 5 people.
那么你觉得神在开玩笑？
So you say that while God is making a joke with me.
为什么在开玩笑呢
？Why do you say that?
因为他自己这样讲，他事情不这样做。
Although he has said this.Yet he doesn't carry his own word.
那么你这个你怎么解释呢
？So how would you explain that?
所以是圣经翻译的毛病。
So this is a problem with our translation in Chinese.
不是神的毛病。
It's not a problem with God.
那么这里讲到这个同心合意。
So here we say in unity here.
到底是讲什么同心合意呢
？What did he have in mind?
不是为着那件事同心合意。
It's not over something.
我想为着传福音同心合意。
If you and I will have a united spirit in spreading God's word.
哪一个人敢不同心合意呢
How dare anyone not to be unified?
好像说我们要去买一个礼拜堂。
Maybe we say, well, let's go on.
我们为了买礼拜堂的同心合意。
Maybe we, for the sake of the buying this property, we have a united.
你看哪一个人会不同心合意呢？
Is there anyone who dares not to be united?
所以这就是中文翻译的毛病。
Maybe this is the problem with our translation.
不是为着传福音同心合意。
If this, we agree with one another over something.
也不是为着买礼拜堂同心合意。
And we should have the.That kind of spirit just over one thing.
那么这个同心合意到底是什么同心合意呢
？So what did he refer here?
乃是我们在没有求的以前。
It's something that before we start praying.
我们已经同心合意。
We have already have the same spirit.
我们的同心合意是什么同心合意呢
？What kind of the same spirit we have?
不是在一个目标底下同心合意。
It's not under certain objective.
好像说我们要传福音。
For example, we want to.
我们在传福音的目标底下同心合意。
We only united our spirit over certain objectives here.
好像我们要盖礼拜堂。
For example, we want to build a building.
我们在盖礼拜堂的底下同心合意。
We're in the same spirit only over this building project.
这种同心，这不是神要的同心合意。
This is not the kind of spirit that the Lord wants.
那么神所要的同心合意是什么呢？
So what kind of spirit does He want?
不是为一件事情同心合意。
It's not just over one matter.
乃是我们在任何事情上面都同心合意。
It's the kind of spirit that we can agree with one another in every aspect.
你看，为一件事情的同心合意。
If it's only over one matter.
跟在任何一事情上面都同心合意。
As compared to agreeing with one another over everything.
这个是一个很大不同的。
There's a big distinction.
我在台北常常看见这件事。
I noticed this very often when I was back in Taipei.
大家在礼拜堂开始的时候，教会开始的时候
，When the church was first started，
去租人家的地方
，They went out to rent a place。
那么这个很苦的。
The days are very difficult。
因为这个好像寄人篱下。
Because you really are using somebody else's place。
那么所以大家就想，哎呀，我们自己应当去找地皮。
So everybody is thinking, well, maybe we should try to get a piece
of land ourselves。我们大家应当去奉献金钱。
Maybe we should make offerings。
好像我们这个礼拜堂能够盖起来。
So that the church building can be put up。
那么在那一个时候，他们都同心合意。
So during that moment, that they are able to have the same spirit。
那么到了礼拜堂盖完了。
After the church building is
completed, 这个同心合意也完了。
That was the end of the United Spirit too.
在要没有盖礼拜堂以前。
Before the building was done,
这个教会都一点问题都没有。
They have a very good church.
到了礼拜堂一盖完了。
After the building was completed,
这个什么问题通通就出来了。
All kinds of problems begin to arise.
所以各位弟兄姊妹。
So beloved brothers and sisters,
这个同心合意断断不是在一个目标底下同心合意。
So our United Spirit is not just over certain matter.
这个同心合意在任何一件事情上的同心合意。
It has to do with everything that we have.
如果一个教会在任何一件事情上面就同心合意。
If the church can only have the same spirit over certain matter,
那么他会做一件事情求。
They will pray to the Lord over one project.
这一件事情成功。
And when this is accomplished,
他为了十件事情求
，and they start praying for 10 other things.
这个十件事情也成功
，and all this can be accomplished.
因为为什么呢
？Why is that？
因为他已经走在这个理想的路
，because they walk in the path that the Lord has set out.
那么所以他能够达到理想
，that's why they can accomplish.
这个理想是什么理想呢
？What kind of goal is that？
就是说他可以支配神。
It's the goal that he can dispense God.
他叫神做什么，神就去做什么。
No matter what they have asked the Lord to do, so the Lord will accomplish for them.
他要神做什么，神就要做什么。
No matter what they have asked for, the Lord will accomplish.
如果一个教会到这样一个地步
when we can get to that stage,
你看这个讲台没有人传道，都会有人来。
Even if we do not have anybody preaching here, people will come to join the church.
就是没有好的道，都人要来。
Even the preaching may not be the strongest, people will still be coming.
为什么？因为人不但听见，而且看见神在他们中间。
Because not only people will be able to hear, but they can see God is indeed with them.
因为他们向神要的，通通都有。
Because no matter what they have asked from the Lord can accomplish for them.
好像说一个人生病。
Like a person gets sick.
一来到那个教会的里面。
When the person gets to the church.
那个教会向神求。
And the church pray to the God.
那个人的病这就医治。
Right away the person is healed.
那好像那个人有什么难处。
Or maybe a person has certain difficulty.
那个教会为着他求。
And the church pray for his sick.
他的难处就这都解决。
His problem is solved.
你看如果教会达到这样的程度。
If this is the kind of state that we are in.
这个教会还得了。
What kind of church can you imagine?
你不必有什么好的道。
You don't have to have very strong thinking.
因为人已经看见神在你中间。
Because we can see God is already in our midst.
但是教会要达到这个地步呢。
But in order for us to accomplish this,
这个理想的路一定要走。
We have to take the effort to do so.
不是在一件事情上面同心合意
，not just over one matter，
就是在任何一件事情上面同心合意
，but to have a united spirit in all aspects。
常常说教会是什么？是身体。
Very often we like to describe
身体的功用是什么呢
？What kind of function the body should have？
身体的功用是把头的思想反映出来。
So the function of body is just to carry out the wills of the head。
身体怎么样能够反映头的思想呢
？How can we fulfill the wills of the head.
就是头跟身体跟头能够和解的。
Is that body has to be connected to the head?
那么结果头跟身体，神跟头，身体跟头是合在一起的。
The body has to be connected with the head.
但是人跟神的和解。
In order for people to have a direct connection with God,
这是决定在哪里？
What does it depend on?
不是决定你跟神的问题。
It doesn't have to do with what kind of relationship we have.
决定你跟人的问题。
It's really set out to decide what kind of relationship you have with human beings.
人怎么敢跟神不和解？
How do we dare not to have a good relationship with God?
所以我们跟神和解没有问题的。
So there's no problem for us to be reconciled with God.
现在一个问题是人跟人能够和解。
But the problem that we have is the reconciliation with people.
还未知人跟神能够和解。
Only when we can reconcile with our fellow people, then we will be able to reconcile with God.
有一次耶稣讲一件事。
One time Jesus said this.
他说我饿，你没有给我吃。
Jesus said, when I'm hungry, you did not feed me.
我冷，你没有给我穿。
And when I was cold, you did not clothe me.
他的门徒就问他。
And his disciple asked him.
他说主啊，我们什么时候看你饿没有给你吃呢？
He asked him, when were you hungry, we did not feed you.
你冷，我们没有给你穿。
When were you cold, and we did not give you the clothing.
耶稣给他怎么答复呢？
How did Jesus answer them?
他说这些事你不做在人身上。
Jesus told them, if you don't do this on your brother,
就是等于不坐在我的身上。
The same as you do not do it to me.
所以我们坐在人的身上，就等于坐在神的身上。
So whatever we do to our brother or sister, it's the same as what we have done.
也就是说，我们怎么样对人，就等于怎么样对神。
What he's saying is that the way we're treating people is the same way we're treating our God.
所以人地跟神和解呢？
So in order for us to be right.